It's 6:45. Good morning, I'm Anthony Murnell with KRWG News. On Thursday in New Mexico, confirmed COVID-19 infections in the state surpassed 300,000. Health officials yesterday announced over 1,700 additional COVID-19 cases in the state and 23 more deaths related to the virus. 21 of those deaths were recent. As of Thursday, there were just under 600 individuals hospitalized in New Mexico for COVID-19. Officials with two of New Mexico's largest hospitals in the Albuquerque area say they have yet to see relief from the latest wave of patients needing care. On Thursday, officials with Presbyterian Healthcare Services and University of New Mexico Hospital said the COVID-19 patients make up about one-fifth of hospitalizations, while the majority of patients are in for other illnesses. Despite the recent enactment of crisis standards of care, the hospital officials said they haven't denied or rationed care, but are focused on medically necessary procedures in the hospitals. This year, possibly more than others, U.S. veterans are grappling with the mental health impacts of war. Watching troops withdraw from Afghanistan and the fall of Kabul was a trigger for some vets dealing with depression, anxiety, and PTSD. Texas Tech Public Media's Sarah Willa Ernst tells us this is happening just as Texas started investing in a novel therapy that is seen by some as a breakthrough.
In May of this year, the state legislature made a vote that might come as a surprise in a conservative state like Texas.
Chair lays it on third reading and final passage.
They passed House Bill 1802 supporting the research of psychedelics.
25 ayes, 5 nays. The bill's finally passed. Congratulations.
Yes, hallucinogenic drugs like LSD, magic mushrooms, and MDMA. This means research will soon be underway into a type of treatment that is gaining traction in the mental health world. Psychedelic therapy. The Texas Health and Human Services Commission, Baylor College of Medicine, and Houston's VA Hospital are teaming up to conduct first-of-its-kind studies that ask the question, can drugs like psilocybin, the psychoactive compound in magic mushrooms, or MDMA, sometimes called ecstasy, can they help veterans suffering from PTSD?
I can say unequivocally that psychedelic-assisted therapy changed my life forever.
Marcus Capone, a former U.S. Navy SEAL, testified supporting the bill this year. Veterans like him have already accessed psychedelic treatment for their PTSD, but he had to cross the border into Mexico to get it. He and his wife Amber Capone have created a nonprofit called VETS to help veterans access these treatments in other countries.
We had spent 5 years exhausting every avenue of healing offered by military medicine, the VA, and Western healthcare. I attribute this lifeline to saving Marcus's life, our marriage, and our family.
Lynette Averill is the clinical research psychologist at Baylor who is working on the study. She says the drugs that are currently available to treat PTSD are slow-acting and have significant side effects.
You might gain or lose 20 to 30 pounds, not be able to perform sexually, and they might not actually work at all or might make some of your symptoms worse. But don't fret. If that's the case, we'll just start over and give you something new and go through that whole process again. No one would sign up for that, but that is the reality of those interventions.
Averill says psychedelic therapy, by contrast, has few side effects and is fast-acting. She says best practice is to administer the drugs in a controlled setting, hold prep sessions beforehand, and follow up with talk therapy. She hopes these treatments can help people beyond the veteran community, too.
We have a suicide epidemic. We have an opioid epidemic. And those were all the reality before we've had an incredible heightening of social, civil, political unrest across the last 5 years or so. I think there is not a corner of the world that is not significantly impacted, perhaps almost overwhelmingly so right now, by chronic stress and trauma.
Currently, ketamine is the only psychedelic approved by the FDA. And within recent years, a handful of boutique clinics have opened up across Texas offering ketamine therapy, but mostly to those with the means to pay for it. There are other drugs on track for approval, though. MDMA is labeled a breakthrough therapy by the FDA and could be approved as early as 2023.
These interventions absolutely are also not the golden bullet. Some people will have, not as profound an experience. And yes, of course, some people will have a negative experience. I do think, though, they are an incredible thing to be adding to a toolbox that we can sort of do work to determine what's going to be the best fit and that it's something else to try.
Averill says recruitment for these studies may begin as early as 6 months from now. I'm Sarah Willa Ernst in Houston.
The Veteran Crisis Hotline is 1-800-273-8255, where vets, family, or friends can be connected with mental health staff. Marketplace Morning Report is coming up next right here on KRWG Public Media.